Marie-Agnès Jouangeon from the Overseas Development Institute. I am at the WTO Ministerial Conference in Bali with Gerald Masila, Executive Director of the Eastern Africa Grain Council. He accepted to give us his opinion about how aid for trade can help regional trade in food staples in Eastern Africa.
Aid for trade indeed is something that can help improving regional trade in staple foods in Eastern Africa for various reasons. One of the issues around this is the fact that regional trade in food in Eastern Africa is not as high as should be. Actually, Eastern Africa in particular, we're not trading sufficiently enough among ourselves, among the various countries when it comes to food. There are many barriers, non-tariff barriers and sometimes tariff barriers to trade. You have got the sanitary and phytosanitary issues that are also of concern. And around that, you also have issues on standards, the fact that for a long while, each of the countries has had different sets of standards for food, for trade in food, and so on and so forth. So aid for trade can assist in many ways in terms of improving and supporting regional trade in food, in staple foods. First of all, in terms of aid to help in harmonizing standards, and the harmonization of standards is one of the things that can facilitate trade, so that when you have the specification of grade 1, say for maize or wheat in Uganda, it's the same grade in Rwanda or Tanzania or any of the countries, and that helps in trade promotion and so on and so forth. And we are pleased to see that a lot of ground has been covered with actually support from donor agencies like the USAID and others in Eastern Africa, where we have recently harmonized more than 21 standards for staple foods, commodities, and products produced out of them. Secondly, aid for trade can also help a lot in helping the facilitation agencies, sanitary, phytosanitary, bureaus of standards, and cross-border trade to help in simplifying the whole trade process and making it easier for food to be traded, because these are They are perishable goods, and they need good handling. They need to be sure that there's food safety concerns. And so that whole process of facilitation can actually be taken forward through an aid for trade approach. Next is also the question of investments. If you have aid for trade that comes in to spur investments and to sort of cushion private sector in terms of taking risks, certain risks that would be otherwise private sector would not take. But once that hurdle is jumped, then you get a lot more investment coming in. And so looking at how we can assist investments in staple foods, in processing, in storage, and in increasing production can help a lot in improving staple food trade in the region. And finally, the whole area of value addition is extremely important, because as you trade, the whole process of trade is actually value addition. But beyond that, basic processing and good packaging and even branding and labeling and adding all that value in a regional context can actually be something that can improve regional trade in foods through an aid for trade approach and support.
Thank you very much.